When the Red Oak City Council met on Monday, March 16th, there was some continued discussion about building permits. Following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Red Oak Mayor Tim Fridoff and with City Administrator Lisa Cotter. They tell us more about those agenda items.
Building codes. There were actually a couple of items. One was the 2026-03 building codes and building permits, the second reading of three, and then a list of items that would require or not require building code or building construction permits. This was a fairly lengthy discussion. Talk to me a little bit about that, Mayor Fridoff.
Sure. So, you know, we had the first reading as the ordinance was, and out of that, after that meeting, came some more thought on some things and discussions, and I just thought it was important to have a clear-cut list of things that would clearly outline for people what does or does not need a permit, rather than just kind of the way that it reads. It's very broad right now in that code under 15903, talking about that any owner or owner's authorized agent who intends to erect, construct, convert, alter, extend, enlarge, raise, or demolish, or move any building or structure. You know, so you've got this real broad, open-ended description of that's going to require a permit.
Yeah.
And so to me, it was more, okay, well, what does that even mean? So I like to have things, again, clear. And so I decided to come up with a list of what that might look like as far as what should or should not require a permit. Again, these were just suggestions that, that I had come up with. I did have some discussions with some different individuals throughout the week, the last, 2 weeks since our last meeting. As far as looking over the list, some thoughts, I got some input. Cliff was there last night to talk about that, about the building permits, but he also thanked me for the conversation that we had because he was one of the ones that I did meet with, I can say that, about it. And so I wanted that to be a part of this and allow the council then to take it from there if there were items that they felt strongly about one way or the other that should or shouldn't be included. So that was kind of the biggest part of the discussion last night, was determining there was a few items on that list that were kind of open for, well, it's all open for discussion, but some specific items more of were should this or shouldn't it. So right now as stands, the ordinance passed.
Yep.
The list was just for discussion, so it will be brought back up for vote at the next meeting.
The ordinance passed second reading.
Second reading, yes.
How can one access that list?
It's right now in the packet that came out. If anybody wants it, I'm happy to provide it.
I think it's on your website.
It should be because it was included in the packet.
Yeah.
So you go to council or you go to government, city council, then there's a place for agendas. Look for March 16th. And then as you thumb through, it's like page 28 is where the list starts.
Okay.
Again, Red Oak Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter talking with KCSI. That was following the Monday, March 16th meeting of the Red Oak City Council. If you'd like to see the list that they were discussing during that interview, you can visit our website, kcsifm.com, or our Facebook page. We've got that posted there along with the complete interview. Again, thanks to Red Oak Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter for their time and that information.